Hello, I'm Joel Hughes.
And I'm Aurora Alexander.
And this is the Psychology Pathways Podcast.
We help busy psychology students succeed.
If you want to contact us, send an email to psychologypathwayspodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. On this bonus episode of the podcast, I'm interviewing the president of our local chapter of PsyCHI, the International Honor Society in Psychology. I'm going to spell out a couple of the websites for you that I'll be referring to because I want you to be able to find them. PsyCHI is spelled P-S-I-C-H-I, so PsyCHI.org is where you'll go to find the International Honor Society webpage. Our local webpage is at kentpsychi.weebly.com, and Weebly is spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y. Those are the websites you need to find out about our local chapter of PsyCHI and the international organization. Welcome, Jade. I'm just going to use first names because we're recording at Kent State University. However, we get listeners from all over the place, not just Kent and not just Ohio. We even had listeners from Japan and Australia and the United Kingdom. So I'm not trying to blow your cover, but I'm here with Jade, and you are the president of PsyCHI.
Yeah.
And I have a couple questions about that. But first, did you know that tomorrow, September 4th, is the 90th anniversary of the founding of PsyCHI?
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Isn't that cool? This is their 90th year. And did you know that Kent State University started a local chapter of PsyCHI in 1941?
Wow.
Yes, before your parents were born. And so this is, we were one of the 51st PsyCHI chapters, as best I can guess. And there's like 1,100 chapters of PsyCHI all around the country now. I've been a member since 1991, so 28 years as a member of PsyCHI. But this is your interview, so why don't you tell us, what is PsyCHI exactly?
So PsyCHI is an international organization. We have our own chapter here at Kent State where we like to focus on educational events, ways to get involved on campus, ways to grow your career. We also like to be a source of like social networking, ways to get involved, throw fun events for people. It's a great experience.
So what's the most fun event you've ever been to at PsyCHI?
So my favorite event, we had Pause for a Cause come in two semesters ago and teach us about their organization.
Sounds like a play on words. Pause? What kind of pause? Like stop or dogs?
Dogs!
That's awesome. So P-A-W-S.
Yeah.
Pause for a Cause.
Pause.
That's awesome.
For a cause.
So anyway, sorry to interrupt. What did they do?
They came in, they taught us all about their organization, and then we got to play with the therapy service dogs for a little while, and it was so special.
Everybody loves therapy service dogs.
Oh,
I'm sure that was a popular event.
It was incredible.
So how hard is it? Like, what are the requirements to join PsyCHI?
So in order to be a full member of PsyCHI, you have to have a psychology major or minor. You have to have taken at least 3 psych courses, and you need at least like a 3.0 GPA in order to be a full member. Junior member is a little bit more relaxed. That's more for like freshman, sophomore. And you just have to be a psychology major or minor. You don't necessarily have to have taken 3 psych classes yet. You just have to be passionate about it and be able to use it as a resource.
So when you want to be a full member and be registered with an international organization, you have to have 9 credits of psychology. So you
yes.
might be like a second semester sophomore,
yeah.
maybe a first semester junior, but we have kind of an informal junior membership, so I think that's genius because it gets people involved right away, and then they kind of adopt the culture of this is what we do at PsyCHI meetings.
Right.
And when they're eligible, then they join.
Correct.
Is it expensive?
So for full membership, it's a one-time fee of $55 and then an additional $10 per semester.
Okay. That's a good deal. Again, I've been a member for 28 years, and so even if it was $50 back then, that's like less than $2 a year.
Yeah.
So that is a good deal because it's lifetime membership. And I mean, famous people like Albert Bandura, B.F. Skinner have been members of PsyCHI. There's hundreds of thousands of members of PsyCHI. And there's, I think they had their 700,000th member not too long
ago.
Whoa. Yeah. And so it's definitely something that people recognize in the real world, right?
Yeah.
And the activities are fun. The requirements aren't that bad. When are the applications due?
So the applications for full members are due October 2nd. And for junior members, we would like them on October 2nd, but we do take people on a rolling basis. So you can continue to apply after that deadline for a junior member.
Excellent. You know, I was the activities officer during graduate school because we figured out that even as a graduate student, you could vote people onto the board of PsyChi.
Yeah.
And I was at a university that wasn't, the local chapter wasn't doing a lot. And so the graduate students got together, voted ourselves onto the board, and then we had so much fun because we brought in famous speakers like Larry Squire, Seymour Epstein. You've probably never heard of these people, David Buss. But these are like big name psychologists. And since we were in Colorado, they would come because then they would go fishing or skiing or hiking with one of their friends that was on the faculty.
Yeah.
And so we had hundreds of people show up at these lectures by these, you know, big name psychologists. And then the next year, the student government passed a new rule that one student organization couldn't take all of the programming money.
Oh, no.
Because we spent so much money. But anyway, PsyChi is a good deal. I'm a big fan. And one thing I'd like to point out is that this is going to be on our Psychology Pathways podcast, which we produce here at Kent State, but it goes out to the whole world. And PsyChi started their own podcast called Psych Everywhere, and that started in August, just about the exact same time that I started this podcast.
Oh, wow.
And so anybody listening, rush out there and listen to the Psych Everywhere podcast. They have a series on Diverse Voices, I think it's called, and they're going through like several interesting topics. And I think another episode just started on August 30th. And of course, they're just there forever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a DVR for the radio in a way. I mean, I don't know if you remember back when you had to watch TV live because it was just on Thursday night and that was it. But, you know, then people got a VHS and they would record things. Then people got a digital video recorder and they would record things. Well, in a way, podcasts are a way of recording things. And then it's like a talk radio show where on Psych Everywhere, they'll be interviewing different psychologists or talking about notable events. And then that's just available forever, I guess, until they take it down. But anyway, I just wanted to point out, go listen to Psych Everywhere. The deadline for PsyChi applications is October 2nd. If you're not at Kent State University, there's probably a local chapter of PsyChi wherever you are. And it's a really fun organization where you network, you have educational experiences. Maybe some of the people end up going to the local conference. Have you ever been to one of the local conferences that some of the students go to?
I haven't had that experience,
okay.
No.
Well, maybe that's something. I remember in the past there have been years that people were raising funds to try to make it to the Midwestern Psychological Association conference, things like that.
Yeah.
So there's just PsyChi's kind of whatever you make of it, in the sense that you can do a lot more and you can have a lot more activities and conferences and things like that. And at Kent State University, in my opinion, we have really strong leadership right now, and we have a very active organization.
We do.
And so I'm really, really pleased at how it's grown so much just like in the last 5 years, and for all the hard work that you've been doing, Jade.
Oh, thank you. It's been a blessing to run it. It's been such a great experience.
Outstanding. So thanks for coming on the podcast. I will put this up as soon as possible.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the take-home points are to join PsyChi if you're eligible. You can find out about the Kent State University chapter of PsyChi at kentpsychi.weebly.com. You can find out about the International Honor Society at psychi.org. And while you're there, check out the Psych Everywhere podcast, the new podcast by PsyChi. The current series they're doing is called Diverse Voices. You're going to enjoy it. Thank you for joining us for the Psychology Pathways podcast. We hope you'll join us for the next episode.
If you enjoyed the show, rate us at iTunes or Spotify and tell your friends.
Find out more at psychpathways.com. That's P-S-Y-C-H pathways.com.
And send your listener questions to psychologypathwayspodcast@gmail.com.